Blackstone presents An Oxford Revenge by Maxine Barry. This book is read by Sienna Francis. 1. Paddington Station on a cold and drafty February morning was not, Davina Granger thought wryly, her favourite place in the whole wide world. As she made her way to the platform she wanted, she could feel many interested male eyes boring into her. At 30, she knew that her slender and fit body still moved very well, though not provocatively. She'd never sashayed to attract a man in her life, and wasn't about to start now. Her short, spiky, blonde hair drew all eyes to her delicate, elfin-shaped face, and she was well aware that men found her full lips fascinating, her huge green eyes even more so. She pulled her heavy woolen coat tighter around her, shivering slightly, and tried not to remember that she'd been in Bali just a fortnight ago. She tried even harder not to dwell on where she was going now and why. The upper body muscles on her 5'7" figure contracted fluidly as she hefted her heavy case up some stairs. She usually worked out with weights every morning, enjoyed swimming regularly, and jogged whenever the weather permitted. She knew she'd never been fitter. She'd also just recently finished a year of self-defense classes with the judo master husband of her best friend. She walked to the electronic board, found the departure time for the train she wanted, and headed towards the ticket office. Something in the back of her mind told her it would be much better to turn around and go home. Much safer, much easier. But Davina Granger wasn't always sensible. She knew that and lived with it. She knew all about truth and consequences. Oh yes, she knew all about that. She stood dutifully in line for the ticket counter, thinking about Bali and all the other places she'd been as she wandered the world in search of inspiration. Any student of human nature would have picked her out of the crowd immediately. It was not her unusual looks or her air of aloofness that made her so different from all the rest, but a sad kind of aloneness that seemed to encompass her. As she approached the arch window, the ticket seller looked up, his tired brown eyes widening slightly. The woman was stunning. Such big green eyes, such a striking face. He didn't usually like these close-cut spiky hairdos on women. He preferred his females with long hair that a man could run his fingers through. But somehow this woman was different. "A ticket to Oxford, please." Although the voice didn't snap, wasn't impatient or demanding, he found himself suddenly jumping to a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?